This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm asking a question. What if she had stayed home that day? I am thinking about the woman who had been hemorrhaging blood for 12 years, but still chose to press her way to see Jesus that morning. Her belief was that if she could only touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. This woman had spent all of her money and her savings on doctors in the hopes that they could heal her, but they were unsuccessful. She also was viewed as ceremonially unclean because she had been bleeding for 12 consecutive years. So this meant she was cut off from many social activities and even from religious ceremonies. Yet I think about the morning that this woman knew Jesus was coming to town. What if she had begun to reflect on her current circumstances? The fact that she was flat broke and had already been ostracized from society, or the fact that the best doctors of her day weren't able to heal her. What if she had become stuck in her current circumstances and just decided to stay home that day? Well, thank God she didn't, because she is the perfect example of what's possible when you continue to press towards Christ despite your current circumstances. Have you become fixated on what's before you and that's all you see? Today, I am encouraging you, don't stay home in a sense. Don't just stay with what you know. Continue to press towards Him and watch the blessings unfold in your life. And as you think about that, remember these words, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life," James 1:12. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Bruce of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, press towards Him.